ask James if he goes back to anything that happened last year.
He mentioned the Northwestern game, and I thought that was interesting. I think that's collectively, the defense still hates that game, and just what happened and how they were able to move the ball against you guys. You kind of feel the same way?
Yeah, you know, they had a versatile quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, he can throw you with his arm, he can throw you with his legs. So he can make a lot of plays, and I feel that defensively, if you look back, if we clean up a couple of mistakes, that we would have been in that game, and you know, could have possibly came out with a win. So the Northwestern game was very frustrating because there was some things that we could have done to win that game.
I think James in the past has talked about mental mistakes. You guys, on a lot of the big plays, you're making mental mistakes rather than physical mistakes.
Of course. As you can see, some games, like we had everything there. A lot of games came down to the wires, the last play, the last drive. Just think about it, the Indiana game. We was up by 14 at the half, and then just little things that we could have cleaned up would have helped us win that game. But like James said, the mental mistakes just killed us. Sometimes we weren't always together mentally. Sometimes always just wasn't focused. And so James is very, very correct on that.
Do you like playing against dual threat quarterbacks? Is it fun for a linebacker in space?
No, it's just really not fun. But, you know, you just got to do it. You know, we can't pick and choose what quarterback we choose to play against every week. So
it's getting to the point where it seems like almost every team has them. I mean, this year you're going to get Braxton Miller. And
yeah. So, I mean, with that, you know, you just got to do a lot of drills of practicing in space, a lot of open field tackling, and, you know, just got to make sure we have the tools to stop a quarterback like that.
You're already a senior. You came here.
CJ?
I think your dad died last summer.
Uh-huh.
So how's it been going up like that? I mean, you've seemed like you've always been in a pretty good place.
You know? Yeah, you know, you just got to take things and fuel it. You know, I look at my dad as he's a good motor for me. You know, I just go out there and dedicate my life to him. You know, dedicate games to him, mm-hmm. and you know, I just go out there and have fun. You know, I live by a thing that Anthony Hitchens tells me all the time, that everything happens for a reason, mm-hmm. and I just take that and like use that with my life, and you know, just have fun, you know, and just make them proud. That's one of my big things that I'm trying to do. Just make them proud.
Do you get home much?
Sometimes in the summertime, St. Louis is like 4 hours away. So on the weekend, I may go drive home, or you know, my mom may come up to Iowa and just see me and just hang out and stuff like that. So
is it hard just growing up though like that? I mean, I think you're barely 18 years old at that time.
Yeah, I was 17 at the time, and you know, life hit me by surprise, but. You know, you just got to learn how to deal with it and, like, just face life challenges. But it wasn't as hard as I thought it was going to be, like, the whole 4 years, like, without my father or whatever. But, you know, I just learned how to deal with it. And it was some tough moments, but you know, that's what I have teammates for.
Yeah, you talked in the past on how you've leaned on the teammates.
Yeah, I leaned on Anthony. I leaned on James, Don Shumpert. You know, Don knew my father or whatever. So, you know, he was there for me. So, you know, it made it a lot easier to go away to college and have friends to support you. And, you know, that just helped me out a lot.
So you're a senior, and it hasn't felt like you've had to grow up at all. I mean, you've always been sort of a really mature guy.
I mean, you know, from the outside looking in, yeah, you know, I didn't have a lot of growing up to do, but, you know, in my mind, I grew up a lot. It was a big jump from freshman year to senior year, yeah. Just the mental thing about football, like having sound technique, knowing your role on the team, your leadership role, and, you know, I just grew a lot as a person, and off the field as well, just, you know, just growing up as a man. Mm-hmm. So,
school?
Yeah, school is going good. My major right now is sports business, and that's going on real well. And, you know, I'm just out here just having fun and, you know, making sure I'm staying focused on the field and stuff.
Yeah, now, the outside linebacker, is it last year you found that, or was it 2 years ago?
It was my sophomore year.
Sophomore year,
half through the season. Tyler Nielsen, he was a Leo at first, and then moved to the middle. And then James moved to Will, and I moved out to outside linebacker.
Was there a learning curve there? You seemed to take to it pretty quickly, and it seemed to be you made it home pretty quickly.
Yeah, it was a learning curve, but Tyler Nielsen helped me out a lot, you know, especially him being a veteran player at the time. I learned a lot from him because he played multiple positions as well, so I can take some of his game and apply it to mine. So, he helped me out a lot, and plus Coach Woods, he was there, Coach Wilson was there, and, you know, just taking their knowledge and applying it to my game just helped me out a lot.
It sounds like out of all the linebackers, I mean, you guys are all three seniors, so it's pretty hard to break in that lineup. But it sounds like Quentin Olsen's taking some strides this spring, and he's starting to get really noticed by coaches. How has it changed for him? What has he shown to kind of get that sort of attention?
You know, Quentin, he's a very hungry player, and, you know, the type of person he is, like, just brings a good feel to the team and the linebacker core. And, like, Quentin, he of course, he probably learns from James, just being a backup, watching James' game and, you know, applying it to his as well. But he's just an overall great player. He's quick of learning things, and, you know, he's just a smart man. So yeah. I feel that he'll do a good job. And whenever his number is called, he will jump in immediately.
You brought up making the change to Leo your sophomore year, and then just how you feel you've grown as the years have gone by. Where do you feel you're better now, specifically at that position, than you were, say, even a few months ago?
I say right now, just playing Leo for the past seasons, I'm probably a better Leo right now, but I feel that I can jump right into Will whenever he's needed. Mm-hmm. But right now, since this is my senior year and I had my junior year last year and I'm kind of in an older role, I have been able to play Leo at the best. So I'll probably say Leo.
Has it helped, like, when you've gone through this with both James and Anthony, the fact that you guys, for the most part, have stuck at one position?
Can you repeat that?
Like, do you feel that that's helped all three of you, just like you've been able to also kind of stick at one position?
Yeah, it gets you a better feel of the position that you're playing. You get to focus more at the position. But at the same time, Coach Woods always tell us to, you know, learn all three positions. You know, it's when you learn one position and you learn another position, it'll help you learn the whole defense. So and it'll make you a better player as well, because you know what other people are doing. So, but I can say just focusing on one position helps us a lot.